Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Life planning is all about the idea that God has a story in your life. He's been writing a story. Your life is like a book. Every book has chapters into sections, characters, themes, sub-themes. And it's the idea that if we want to understand what's God got for me in the next three chapters, let's look at the first 25 chapters, and it's going to reveal to us a timeline of stories and characters. And it is just amazing in the process of life planning. I love it because everyone has a story, and as their story comes to life and they have the ahas of discovery, there is just clarity of what God's, you know, seeing the pattern of what God's already done and then where God's taking them. So What I love about life planning is just helping people discover those ahas of clarity of what God has next for them.
Okay, I'm just intrigued by it. Because, I mean, like you talk about the plan in life. I mean, you were working in nuclear submarines, and now you're running this thing, you know, this ministry, Help with Life Planning. You've been involved with Exponential Conference, which is now the largest church planting gathering. Do we say on the planet? Is that the official thing?
On the planet.
On the planet. On this planet. There could be other planets that have larger, so we don't want to make it all inclusive in the universe. Tell us about your life journey.
So as an example, in retrospect of life planning in my own life, we look for I remember whens. If you think about I remember whens in your life, I was 5 or 6 years old. And my mother would tell you right now, I would take apart things in the living room, the coffee table, take them apart, put them back together, take them apart, put them back together. I don't know if I was trying to figure out a better way to do it, but the first signs of an engineer were there. I remember when I was 12 years old, sitting in the back of chemistry class. We didn't even have whiteboards yet. Mm-hmm. It's a chalkboard.
Ah,
okay?
That's awesome.
And the chemistry teacher is up front, and he's drawing a picture of an atom. Protons, neutrons, and I am fascinated. I went home that day and told my parents, I want to be a nuclear physicist.
Really?
This is at 12 years old.
At 12
years of age.
Wow.
Within a year, blue-collar family, my dad has hedges in the backyard. I have to go home every day and water the hedges.
Right.
And I designed the idea that I could have an irrigation system, turn on the hose, and I could go play with the neighbors. So immediately at 13, you need to be an engineer, physicist.
Right.
I want to be a nuclear engineer. So I'm one of those weird people that I want to be a nuclear engineer at 13. I went off and became a nuclear engineer.
Yeah. Let me just affirm, having known you 15 years, you are one of those weird people.
That is weird.
And I'll just say that the only person I've ever heard, like, we talk about their mom, and I know your mother, which is fascinating to me as well. First time ever on the show, I know your mother. Okay, so you're 13.
I'm 13. And now I give you that background because I become a Christian at 22 and wonderful career in the Navy as a nuclear engineer.
Right.
Age 30, 33, I go through an early halftime experience, read Bob Buford's halftime book, and I now go through a 2-year wrestling match to go into full-time ministry.
Wow.
And really a wrestling match, and then you know the rest of the story with Exponential and church planting and other things. Well, if you look back in retrospect and those I remember when moments, why was I fascinated by a person drawing a picture on the board? It wasn't nuclear physics.
Right.
It was that idea that someone could draw a picture of something, of the future, something they couldn't see, and know so much about it. And that's really now, when I look back in retrospect, my own calling is doing the same thing with other people.
Oh, okay.
Helping them create a picture of something they don't yet see. And so that I remember when tapped into something in my soul that God put there. And that's what life planning is all about, is uncovering those clues in your past. And sometimes they're things you don't even think about until you start to put together that storyline of I remember when.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.